Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble. Cole Bryson with you this morning. Jed Blackwell with you as well. Jed is the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. Jed, let's talk about a game you and I were at last night. First of all, you just in my 10 years or so broadcasting football games, I've seen a lot of stadiums.
Right.
Dorman's is big. But that last night was the nicest stadium I've ever seen in my life.
I forget that people haven't seen Spartanburg because they were only in there for two or three games last year. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That
it's
was the
palace.
First time I've been. It is.
It's a palace.
And when it gets dark and the lights come on at night, it is just it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just so nice.
And you know, one of the things that makes it look better from a fan perspective, and it's something you don't even notice. And you'll know when I tell you this, you're going to remember it. But
right.
I guarantee you something you probably didn't notice last night. The markings for lacrosse and soccer aren't there during football season.
Well, I'm
and
a big fan of that.
Me too. On that turf, it looks like a football field.
Right, it does. It looks
it
good.
It doesn't look like a multi-purpose stadium, which is what it is. What it looks like is a football field.
Well,
because those
beautiful
markings aren't there. Yeah, it's gorgeous. And it's little things like that.
Yeah.
I paced it off last year. Now, I got long legs. It's 13 steps from the corner of the end zone to the team room.
Well, I heard Chris Miller was the one who had a big say.
Yeah, it's just right there, so close.
Yep.
It's a big stadium. There's plenty of room, but it feels like you're close.
Oh, I love it.
It feels like the fans are on top of you. And you're right. It's a gorgeous place to watch
just
a football
so
game.
Nice. And you know, when that there was so much excitement, you were below me, you know, a level in the press box, and there was so much excitement, and the game started, and all of a sudden, Spartanburg punched Burns in the mouth, and it was like,
I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, there's Mark Hodge.
Yeah.
I mean, when Spartanburg went up 14-0, I'm not going to say I was worried, but there was a sense of me that was like, man, where'd that come from?
It felt like Burns was in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
It really did. Early, two sophomores last night. We've talked about Matt Long already.
Yep.
Let's talk about Andrew Danton for Spartanburg.
Well,
for a
that
Good
first play,
gracious.
Man, he put on the burners.
Dude, he's electric.
And he was he that was probably Raheem's one of his best throws.
It was.
It was a very good throw by Raheem.
Yeah.
Danton was there. Spartanburg was up 14-0. And, man, it was Burns offensively just didn't look in sync those first couple of drives. I think Braden got sacked on one of those plays. I think actually Mac Long slipped on a play as
looked
well.
Looked like it, yeah.
And which caused a third down, and Braden got sacked. And then all of a sudden, Burns answered with Mac Long, a 50-something yard touchdown, like you said. And before you know it, it was 14-14.
Right.
And we had a ball game. That was probably the best first half of football I've seen in a long time.
Well, and Burns, I'm not going to call it a turnover because it wasn't, but that punt you were mentioning, I think, was 6 yards total.
Oh yeah, if that.
Because it was third and it was fourth and forever.
Yes.
And there was some pressure and the punt didn't. It wasn't a good punt. So it's almost like you turn the ball right back over to Spartanburg, and you're right, they were on top. Boom, boom, and then here we go. But from that point, it was 41-7.
Right, and that was just a completely different second half than it was first half.
Absolutely.
Raheem Jeter, who. Jed, I saw him last year at Greer when Burns opened up at Greer. Saw him again this year in the opener at Spartanburg, obviously. And he looks a lot better than he did last year. Don't get me wrong, he does. He looks a lot better, but again, he's still a sophomore. You know,
he is. And Jay Staggs looked like the fastest player on the field last night a couple times.
Right.
He's behind the defense a couple times, and Raheem put it right where it needed to be.
Oh, there were several times.
Just they weren't on the same page. They couldn't quite connect. And you know what? A summer of 7-on-7 fixes those
things. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So Burns goes on. Mack Long has an incredible second half, completely wins the game. The Burns offensive line was just incredible last night.
Yeah, they're scary.
They are very, very good.
Actually, yeah.
And in 2 weeks, that we're going to see two of the best offensive lines in the state. They're just massive.
Somebody told me last night they go 1,400 pounds across the front.
Oh, that's
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's it. Probably so.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. Eli Henderson, man,
he's the deal.
He is awesome. I mean, he is.
Yeah. A buddy of mine told me last night, I went down at halftime, and a buddy of mine stopped me. I ran into him. He said, you know, when Arkansas has to come over here to get somebody to play on the line.
One of corn-fed boys.
He said, you know that dude's worth looking at. He was last night, man.
You know, it was such a difference maker for that offensive line. They really imposed a role in Spartanburg. Jed, I want to ask you this, and I asked Lane, my color analyst, last night on the postgame show this same question, talking about Burns. They looked so good last night, especially defensively in the run game. Is there any concern with you that Burns is going to have to pass the ball at some point?
Somebody else asked me that last night, too. I don't know that they can't.
That's true.
I know they didn't have to.
That's right. They did not have to. I mean, Braden.
Right.
Didn't throw it much. He had a couple that were overthrown.
Yeah, he did.
But he didn't throw it much.
And there were a couple of third and desperates when Spartanburg was able to drop everybody.
Yep.
There were a couple of third and longs that are obvious passing downs. And they didn't look great then, but they didn't throw the ball but seven times.
Yeah, he didn't throw it. The only one I remember him blatantly missing was Nana in the end zone on the left side. And he was wide open. But
if you're ready to throw your skirt up about not looking great on seven passes.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the fact that he didn't have to throw but seven passes.
Right. That's huge.
And the offense scored 35 points.
Yeah. 411 yards on the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
And your quarterback, who you're so worried about, was 100 of those.
Right.
So let's just pump the brakes a little bit and not say that Burns can't throw it. Let's say Burns didn't throw it last night.
Didn't have to. And I tell you what, there's no better opportune time for Burns to work on that passing game than this Friday
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Burns, I don't think it's that they can't. I think it's that they didn't.
Right.
And they didn't because they didn't have to.
They didn't. That is for sure. They did not. And Friday against Riverside will be a very good time to work on that. So Burns wins last night. What do you see Spartanburg? I mean, as far as you and I both agree that as far as the near future, we know that this Spartanburg team's in very good hands. They're going to be just fine.
Yeah, they're much better than I thought they were going to be. And I don't mean that to say I thought they were going to be bad. I thought they were going to be okay. I think they're significantly better than okay. I think this shows that Brad McAbee's offense and Brandon Mullen's defense translate to a high level. I think that had Seth Smith played last night.
Been different.
I don't know if it would have been different, but from all indications, he was a little bit ahead.
Right.
In preseason of Raheem and got banged up.
Yep.
I would like to see. This is one thing that this shortened season isn't going to offer.
Right.
In the past, you've been able to say this, particularly about 5A. I'd like to see this game again down the road with everybody at full strength.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know. But, again, I think Spartanburg's in great hands. I think Spartanburg's going to do great going forward. And what we're also forgetting is that Burns had one returning starter out there on defense last night.
That Burns defense, Lane and I talked about, looked as good. I'm not saying it was better than last year or anything, but that Burns defense last night was unbelievable.
When they settled in after those first two drives and found their way.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's the same as Spartanburg, a bunch of sophomores and juniors. So, I mean, both teams were young last night and a lot of newness. Now, I tell you, everybody talks about Hodge. You said it. I think the guy who doesn't get enough credit is McAbee. I mean, his offensive play calling, I said this to several people last night, Spartanburg looked different. I love Chris Miller to death.
Yeah.
Love him to death. But they just looked and it felt different.
That little tunnel screen early.
Well, Burns started blitzing those middle linebackers.
Yeah.
And as soon as they did, I think McAfee said, hey,
right,
we're gonna make them pay, and it worked.
There was some inventive play calling.
Yep.
Stags, as I mentioned earlier, was running free three or four or five times just behind everybody,
right,
and they just couldn't hook up.
Yep.
They've been in the offense for 3 weeks.
It's unbelievable.
Again, let's go back to that. You were asking me about Burns a few minutes ago. They've been in the offense for 3 weeks.
Yes, in full pass. I mean, just in full pass. So
right.
No 7-on-7s. It just felt good to have football back. And I tell you what, another game we're going to talk to on the other side of this break, Gaffney, Boiling Springs. I picked Gaffney to win, but I did not think Boiling Springs would have it as close as they did. It was a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. Boiling Springs had a chance. We'll talk about that game up next on the other side of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Again, the Saturday Morning Scramble brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Visit foundersfcu.com. That's foundersfcu.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble. It is a Saturday. Good to be with you this morning. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell. Jed Blackwell, the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoHoState.com. A ton of high school football to talk about in this segment, in the show, rather, a very short segment coming up. We are just a few moments away from hearing from Reggie Shaw, the head football coach of the Burns High School Rebels. He will join us around 8:40 or so. But, Jed, you were telling me a game didn't start till 10 o'clock last night?
Yeah, Spartanburg Christian was down at Northwood Academy.
And where is Northwood Academy? Is that a good question?
That is an excellent question.
I've never heard of it.
It is in the Low Country
somewhere.
Area. And there were some thunderstorms rolling through last night, some of the weather that caused some folks to our immediate east to Ooh. Play on Thursday. Some of it did actually transpire last night. So they didn't kick till nearly 10 o'clock, Spartanburg Christian down there. And the Warriors, while it was week one for everybody else, they've been playing 3 weeks.
They have.
And they got a 33-0 win last night and 400 yards of offense.
400 total.
400 yards of offense. Daniel Osborne had 155, 41 receiving, 3 touchdowns. Riley McDonald added 105 and a touchdown.
Northwood, by the way, is between Somerville and Goose Creek.
Good.
2 hour and 45 minute drive.
Good.
So what time do they get home? This is just now?
A good close region game.
Do they just now get home?
Yeah.
It started at 10?
Is
SEA that good? I mean, I've heard they've much improved this year.
They've struggled here in the early going,
yeah.
But there's a lot to be said for playing somebody that looks like you.
Right, absolutely.
And I think Northwood and SEA are kind of similar in numbers, in makeup, in the athletes that they have available to them. And
yep.
I'm telling you, as a 1-2 punch at running back,
yep.
Daniel Osborne and Riley McDonald are pretty good. Riley is a converted guard. He was an all-region guard last year, and now he's playing B-back, fullback.
A huge win.
In that triple. Yeah, just a great win.
And that's a region game.
They got back at 3:50, I'm informed. We got some listeners this morning.
50 this morning.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow.
That was 4 hours ago.
Right. I'm to the age that I don't realize that 350 comes but once a day.
Yeah,
and it means it's almost quitting time.
That's true. And you know what? I can't imagine what I would be like right now. I mean, I'm struggling right now, you know, getting home close to midnight.
Yeah, 219. Ooh. 219 was the last time I looked, and 350, that would have put them in Orangeburg.
Oh,
219.
Man. That's unbelievable. So a big win last night.
Yeah, huge win for Spartanburg Christians.
Sean, what's his last name?
Rogers.
Rogers, you know, a great guy leading that program as well. SCA with a big win. Boiling Springs, before we hit a break, Jed, we'll talk to Brock Hamrick a little more about this a little bit later in the program, but I was keeping up with this game, and you know, we're talking about Burns Spartanburg was a huge region game. This is just as a big
of
a region game.
Absolutely,
Boiling Springs,
because Clover looks like they might not be exactly where they were last year. To put it nicely.
Yep, and like I said before the break, Boiling Springs, it was a 3-point game in the fourth quarter, and I called Brock, who we'll talk to a little bit later in the show. I called him after the game, and you know, their post-game show goes to like 2 a.m., so it was late before I talked to him, and he said, man, Boiling Springs, Jalen Dodd played, he said that Jalen Dodd was awesome. And Jalen Dodd last year, you know, it was toward the end of the season, it was the very last game of the season, Boiling Springs was already out of the playoffs, it's a lot different team, and those returners, I mean, looked like when Boiling Springs is in the game at Gaffney with just a few minutes remaining, Gaffney obviously pulled away, but man, Boiling Springs still has a lot to look forward to.
Well, and defensively, they're going to be pretty good, especially on the back end and with Ethan Reynolds up front. They're going to be solid.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, in that region over there, solid's all you have to be.
That's right. That's right. Gaffney's the only – I mean, you're right. Gaffney is now in the driver's seat in the region, as well as – let's see. I saw a Fort Mill score on here somewhere. Nation Ford 45, Fort Mill 20. So that means Gaffney and Nation
Ford. Now that makes Nation Ford Boiling Springs huge this coming week.
This week at Boiling Springs.
Yeah.
Kind of the same scenario
that
Burns Spartanburg just had is Boiling Springs Nation Ford this week. You win and you're probably in.
Yeah, you got a pretty good shot.
So huge game. That region we're not following as close, but we are still following it because we still have two teams in our coverage area. And I tell you, that's a huge region to watch out for. So a lot to talk about. We'll get more into that game a little bit later in the program. We will take one more break before we come back, last break of the hour, before we come back and talk to the head football coach of the Burns Rebels. Reggie Shaw joins us in just a few minutes on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Saturday Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. I'm a Founders member. You should be as well. Visit them right now today at foundersfcu.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Bryson Blackwell with you this morning, recapping last night's games. We'll also an hour or two next Friday night tell you what's coming up on the schedule with all the games going on last night. A ton of scores. Go ahead and jump to the call where we have the head football coach of the Burns Rebels standing by, Coach Reggie Shaw. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're good.
I got to see a football game last night, so I'm a little better than average.
Coach, we got to see an incredible football game, especially in the first half. Let me ask you this. We'll start off by asking you. Last night, there were a lot of different things you and I had talked about going into the game. But who in that stadium last night thought we'd be talking about Mack Long breaking Marcus Lattimore's rushing record the next day? Who would have saw that coming, Coach?
Man, I knew he was good, but I didn't know he's that good, you know. But that offensive line really, you know, provided a lot of lanes for him.
They sure did. And Coach, talk about how this game started, man. I mean, you know, so much excitement. Spartanburg comes out and, you know, kind of gets a couple of scores there. It's 14-0. All of a sudden, what's the momentum like? What's the reaction like on the Bird sideline? And what was your message when Burns was down 14-0?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, we were kind of big-eyed. We had two returning defensive starters, and one of them got hurt last week. So it was basically a JV defense to start the game with as far as experience. And, you know, Spartanburg came out with their hair on fire and just really attacked us. And so message was to settle down and just play football and not get caught up in all the motion and the hype. And our guys responded well. I said, get after it. Let's go blitz him and play some man coverage because we felt like we had athletes that could match up. And offensively, we felt like we could just get that run game going and get that established and give our guys some confidence on both sides of the ball.
Coach, when you did get that run established, you never really had to go away from it much. It's almost like you didn't get off schedule. People talk about off schedule when you're trying to run the ball, second and long, third and long. You didn't have very many of those situations. How much a testament is that to those guys up front?
It's huge. I mean, anytime you stay ahead of the chains, you know, your playbook can be pretty vanilla, and you can focus on that run game, which, you know, keeps their offense off the field. So it just provides a lot of positive for your team. And, you know, it's kind of demoralizing to a defense if you can just constantly stay out there and pound the football down somebody's throat. So that's kind of what we felt like we're built like right now, and just wanted to kind of take advantage of that. And it felt like the matchup was in our favor up front.
Coach, going into last night's game, did you and Coach Badishon and the staff talk about being able to run the football so effective? I mean, because when you look at the final stats, Burns only threw it just a few times the whole game. So was this something that you knew going into the game that, hey, guys, we're probably not going to have to throw it much? Or did this kind of surprise you and you just kind of have to adapt and adjust? Tell us about that.
No, we felt like it up front, just that the guys are so big and physical, and you know, the matchups that was in our favor as far as just being able to run the football, whether it's Mack or a quarterback. You know, you got a two-headed monster back there. Anytime Braden, you know, took off and run, we felt like it just made the defense have to defend the whole field as far as an option off of him. And then we did want to get the passing game going, and we got some work to do on that, and we'll continue to focus on that. But the bottom line was, do what you got to do to win.
Absolutely. The Burns Rebels did that last night, a huge game for the Rebels. You saw Raheem Jeter for the second year in a row, and obviously Spartanburg has another quarterback in Seth Smith who didn't go last night. Coach, we talked about the offense, offensive line, but Jed and I were talking about earlier how that dadgum defense last night after it settled in. You talked about as far as experience, they were basically a JV defense, but, man, when they settled in, they were phenomenal.
They really were, man. Hats off to Coach Cross and Thompson and Coach Anderson getting those guys ready. Bunch of athletes that can run, and so, you know, that's what we had to do. We had to just blitz and play man and try to disrupt things. And to their credit, you know, after we got settled in, I think he had two interceptions, two fumbles, and they really just disrupted things. So I just couldn't be more proud of how they responded.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Before we let you go, we have to ask. We talked about this all preseason. We talked about last week going into last night's game, how huge this game was in terms of region. How does it feel now to have a win under your belt? Not only a win, but it's a massive region win against Spartanburg, and you're going into a game with Riverside next week, and just the next week after that, it gets even bigger. But it's got to feel good to know that, hey, you're basically alongside Dorman in the driver's seat for the region.
Yeah, you know, it's a huge burden of relief somewhat, just getting that first win, especially when you felt like it was a playoff type atmosphere and implications. So just real excited for our guys moving forward to put a lot of effort and hard work into this thing. And, you know, so many question marks coming in, but, you know, the sign of a good team is just to respond well, find a way to win and continue to improve, hopefully.
Great stuff, Coach. We appreciate your time. Great game last night. Congratulations. We look forward to talking to you again soon. And we'll see you next Friday night, Coach.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always great to talk high school football.
Absolutely. That's Reggie Shaw, head football coach of the Burns Rebels. Jed, he talked about a kind of a weight lifted off his shoulders, you know, a burden or a little bit of relief. That's got to be an understatement. I mean,
no question.
How do you prepare for six more games? I know the answer to this, but there's a huge difference in having to prepare for those six more games when you know that you're basically in a good spot in terms of, hey, the loser last night, you got a lot of games left, but, man, you don't know if you're going to make the playoffs.
From everybody that I've talked to so far isn't preparing for the stretch run. They're preparing for 1 week.
Right.
Now, more than everything, with so many things that are so fluid,
yep.
It is truly, truly 1 week at a time.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be the way people go. I was having a conversation last night about, you know, how long can this last? How can this? Because somebody is going to call somebody else at 3 o'clock on a Friday and say, look, we're not coming. I'm sorry. We've had a positive test. We can't get there. The thing about this is, now that it's started, now that hurdle is clear, it can take as long as it needs to take. There's nobody locked in. There's nothing in the high school league constitution that says 1A and 5A have to play championship games on the same weekend.
Right.
It can take as long as it takes.
Well.
So I don't think you focus on anything that's out there in front of you. I think you,
Friday.
You take this next one.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, you're right. We never know with uncertainty this year in the pandemic. We never know what can happen. But the good thing is, Skeezo has done a great job over these past few weeks. They've played four games.
Yeah, some have played five.
So
yeah.
You talk about we're doing something right at the Skeezo level. The fans, the station, you need to wear your mask, you need social distance, because I know it doesn't seem important in the moment, but if you can sit at home for the night next Friday when you have dorm, you can be pretty mad you didn't wear a mask.
Right.
So there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, talking about taking it 1 week at a time, you're right. Now that we've started, it feels a lot better. But, man, this season is just so – nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody has a clue. And if we can get through it and, you know, go week by week and make it there, I'll be very, very impressed. Now, Broome, who has been on the football hiatus, can play on Monday. Is that correct?
Yep. And Union County can start on Tuesday.
So Union County and Broome, that's good news that they can both start back. And I think the even better news is, and we'll continue to watch this, is that no other local schools have had to take that two-week hiatus.
Yeah, that's a tremendous thing.
I know that the other two schools were, I believe, Liberty and Crescent. Is that
the Liberty and Crescent and Ware Shoals Thursday night.
Gotcha. So Ware Shoals was the latest. Mm-hmm. And Liberty, obviously, over in Anderson County. We're keeping our eye on all the teams in the area. So it's very interesting. Before we hit the top of the hour break and go into hour number two, I want to give you the scores again from last night. There was a ton of them. SCA defeated Northwood Academy last night 33-0. A game I was keeping my eye on in the lower part. Stratford defeated Somerville 21-14.
Yeah, that's a big game.
It was a big game. Christchurch over 96, 35-19. Southside over Berea 24-8. Daniel 76. Seneca 34. Pickens defeated Wild 46-30. Greenville and Greg Porter, who was walking in a little while, defeated Greer 34-17, and JL Mann defeated Wade Hampton 31-32. We'll get to hour number two coming up next, the Saturday morning scramble. Cole Rice and Jed Blackwell right here on ESPN Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.